The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. Shipwrecks don't usually provide a highly visual public spectacle to be relished by thousands of sightseers for months on end. The ships concerned either sink or are salvaged within a short time. But this was not the case with the 11,000-ton cargo ship Clan McMaster when she was wrecked in Manx waters 96 years ago. She did eventually sink, but only after the best part of 12 months stuck on a reef in the Calf Sound, where she was one of the sights to be seen for local people and especially holidaymakers. The Clan McMaster, belonging to the Clan line based in Glasgow, went aground at high tide, and in thick fog at about 1:30 a.m. on Sunday, September the 30th, 1923. She was on her way to Liverpool and entered the Sound from the west. She was caught by the powerful current and driven hard aground. She went on to a reef of rocks between the Calf of Man and the Thusler Rock, with her bows pointing into what was known as Cow Harbour. The rock speared her double hull, and there was to be no moving her after that. The 71 Lascars on board, seamen from India who featured largely in British merchant ship crews, were safe. They escaped from the ship by lifeboat, landed on the Calf, and sought shelter in the small house there known as Jane's Cottage. The British crew members stayed on board. Nobody had been injured, and there was no real danger of the Clan McMaster sinking. It was 48 hours later that the Liverpool salvage tug Ranger appeared to try and tow the wreck off the rocks. This proved to be impossible, and it had to be accepted that she was there to stay until she broke up in whatever time was left to her. Meanwhile, the British crew members were taken off and landed at Port St. Mary, and the 71 Lascars were taken off the Calf by coast guards by way of breeches buoy, used to get them into small vessels. It has to be said that the breeches buoy experience was one which they did not relish, and certainly did not enjoy. In Douglas, they were looked after by the police and the Shipwrecked Mariners Association until they could be taken to Liverpool by the steam packet company vessel Mona. Newspaper accounts say they were made as comfortable as possible on board the Mona by the laying of straw on the open decks for them to lie on. The British crew members were also repatriated, and now all that remains was getting the Clan McMaster's 3,000 tons of cargo out of her holds as soon as possible. It consisted of motor cars, sewing machines, silk, cotton, coal, and whiskey, all eventually destined for the Far East. And most, but not all, was retrieved before the ship had to be reluctantly abandoned to her fate. She managed to last throughout the storms of the winter of 1923-24. During this, she was slowly battered to pieces by the waves. She actually lasted well into the summer months until, and I'm not exactly certain when, the last shattered traces of her slid below the surface of the sea. It is likely that the Calf Sound currents will by now, nearly a century later, have swept all of these into deeper water. The Clan McMaster was a long time going to her eternal rest. She had been a sight to see, but a terribly sad one.